Welcome to the PitGot Podcast, the deep dive, where we synthesize complex information and deliver the most essential, actionable knowledge right to you. Today, we are focusing on something that I think every creator struggles with, and that's content generation, specifically in the parenting space.
Oh, absolutely. It's a niche that's just, it's always changing, it's emotional, and frankly, parents are exhausted. Finding fresh topics can feel like an impossible task.
It really can. But we're here to give you an edge.
That's right, because that blank page syndrome, it doesn't have to be permanent. Our source material today is coming straight from the PitGot bestseller ebooks.
And they are so successful for a reason.
Exactly. They're lauded because they move past all the theory and give you practical, you know, battle-tested strategies for finding ideas that genuinely connect with readers.
So our mission today is pretty clear. We are unpacking five of PitGot's proven strategies for cultivating compelling original content ideas.
Think of it as a fast track. A way to become a more authoritative and, maybe more importantly, a more relatable voice in this space.
We're giving you that high-value knowledge you can apply, well, today.
Mm.
And before we jump into that first strategy, just remember that these insights are really part of a much larger body of work.
Mm.
To get the full library of bestseller ebooks that inform this whole discussion, you can visit www.pitgot.com/books. We'll have that link in the description for you. Okay, let's get into it. Strategy one, which PitGot really sees as the cornerstone.
Yeah.
Tap into parental insights.
Right. And the core idea here is so simple, but so powerful. Your own daily life as a parent. It's a gold mine.
The little wins, the huge frustrations.
The moments where you just think, why is this happening or is this normal? That is your source material. It's all about authenticity.
But authenticity builds trust.
It's the currency of the niche.
Mm-hmm.
PitGot really emphasizes capturing those moments as they happen and just jotting down these little raw snippets. They call it pure content magic.
Because you're not making it up.
Exactly. You're not fabricating a struggle. You're documenting something real that thousands of other parents are going through at that exact same moment.
And I think the power in that is its universality. We might think our fight to get a toddler to eat a single green bean is unique, but...
It's not. Not at all. PitGot highlights these super relatable daily struggles. The epic toddler tantrums, the picky eater sagas, the bedtime battles.
Or even the really tricky conversations with teenagers.
Yes. And the strategy is to convert that raw emotion into a solution. So... if you spent 45 minutes last night just trying to get a kid to bed, your frustration is actually a market indicator.
That's a great way to put it. So that frustration becomes...
Well, it becomes a high-demand article, something like peaceful bedtime routines that actually work for tired parents. A reader sees that title and they feel seen. They feel understood.
Okay, but here's a question. Mm. If every parent is using their own life as a source, how do you stop it from just becoming... you know, a diary entry that only your mom wants to read?
That's a great point, and it's a crucial distinction PitGot makes. It's not about venting. It's about asking the questions you are actively trying to solve for yourself.
Ah, I see.
So maybe you're researching how to boost your child's learning outside of school, or you're struggling to find activities for your tween that don't involve a screen.
So you document the curiosity, not just the conflict.
Precisely. And that personal quest leads directly to high-value content, like top methods to enhance kids' learning at home. You solve your own problem, and in doing so, you provide a proven solution for your reader.
So what's the actionable tip here?
It's about structure. PitGot suggests brainstorming lists, maybe just once a week. Reflect on what worked, what totally flopped, and, importantly, talk to other parents.
Those coffee chats or online groups.
Yes. They can reveal huge content gaps you'd never see on your own because you're just too close to your own situation.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, let's move to strategy two. Give topics a seasonal twist. This one seems obvious, but PitGot argues it's, well, non-negotiable.
It's absolutely fundamental. I mean, parenting is governed by the calendar, right? School schedules, holidays, weather. So adding a seasonal spin addresses a parent's immediate logistical pain point. It makes your article pop because it's exactly what they need right now.
But the key here is planning. You can't wait until June to write about summer camp.
No, you have to be thinking month ahead. PitGot stresses mapping out your content calendar 3, even 6 months in advance. That's how you catch people when they're actively searching.
So in the spring, parents are already looking for things like keeping kids healthy during summer camp.
Exactly. And in the late fall, searches for winter indoor activities to beat cabin fever just skyrocket. You're meeting a really intense demand right at its peak.
But here's the thing. Everyone is writing about seasonal stuff. How do you make your articles stand out and not just feel like another listicle?
You add depth. PitCut encourages combining that seasonal urgency with broader, evergreen themes. Things like education, mental health, even financial planning.
Okay, can you give an example of how that works?
Sure. Instead of a generic back-to-school supply list, you use that seasonal moment, the start of the school year, to talk about something bigger.
A long-term goal.
Yes. So the article becomes something like, preparing your child for academic and emotional success. You've shifted from a simple checklist to a really high-value discussion, but it's anchored by that timely event.
That makes the content so much more valuable. I love how holidays have those built-in emotional angles you can use.
Oh, for sure. You can get so creative. Instead of just Thanksgiving recipes, you could write about teaching kids gratitude during Thanksgiving.
Or using New Year's to write about setting family goals for the new year.
Right. It leverages the emotion of that date and makes the content timely, relevant, and really personal.
Which brings us perfectly to strategy 3. Which is all about that emotional core. Harness personal stories.
PitCut is really clear on this. Storytelling is everything. It's the main way parents actually connect.
Through those shared experiences.
Exactly. Readers connect so deeply when they see their own lives reflected in someone else's story. Think about the single parent juggling it all, or a family managing a child with special needs.
And the structure PitCut recommends is key here. You don't just tell a story. You start with a specific, compelling hook.
Right. Let's use that example from the source. When Sarah decided to homeschool her 3 kids on an RV road trip, challenges arose. You're immediately drawn in.
It promises a journey and a resolution.
It does. And the story has to follow that classic arc. You have the vulnerability, the conflict, the resolution, and then, and this is the most important part, the universal takeaway. The reader has to see how Sarah's journey applies to their own life.
That brings up a good question, though. Parenting is so intimate. How do you balance being vulnerable with, you know, not oversharing, especially about your kids?
That is a very nuanced point. The rule of thumb PitCut suggests is that the story must always serve the broader lesson. It can't just be for the sake of oversharing.
So the lesson is the point, not the drama.
Exactly. If you're describing a meltdown, the focus has to pivot quickly to the actionable strategy that followed. It has to offer a tangible takeaway for the reader.
The story is the wrapper for the gift inside.
That's a perfect way to put it. And PitCut also suggests you actively invite your readers into the conversation.
Right, asking them to share their own stories in the comments.
Yes, with a question like, have you faced unique parenting challenges? Share your story below. You're not just getting comments, you're building a real community.
We've covered 3 amazing strategies so far, all about drawing from your own life. And these ideas are, you know, just a fraction of the full methodology. A quick reminder, if you want more insights like this, head over to www.pitcot.com for all the latest info and resources.
Okay, let's pivot now to external sources with strategy 4. Explore online parenting communities.
The gold mine.
The absolute gold mine. PitCut points to places like Reddit's or Parenting, local Facebook groups, Mumsnet. This is real-time market research.
It's like having a giant 24/7 focus group.
Yeah.
You don't have to guess what parents are struggling with. They're telling you.
They are telling you, loudly and clearly. But just reading the threads isn't enough. The key is observation and pattern recognition. You have to look for themes.
So you're looking for the same questions being asked over and over again.
That's it. When you see repeated questions about, say, sleep training or co-parenting schedules, that repetition is your strongest signal of high demand.
So if I see the same question about sleep training pop up 10 times in a week, that's my content signal.
100%. You then take that collective demand and you create something structured and authoritative. You create the ultimate guide to sleep training for every age. You're answering the cry for help from thousands of parents.
And PitCut says don't just be a lurker, right? Get involved.
Yes. Engaging is vital for credibility. Ask thoughtful follow-up questions. You're not there to sell, you're there to understand. That's how you uncover those really specific, underexplored topics that others miss.
I also love how flexible this is for formatting.
It's perfect. You can turn these insights into quick FAQs, deep dive how-to guides, real-life case studies. The format really depends on the complexity of the original discussion.
Okay, which brings us to our 5th and final strategy, uncover hidden insights. This is about going deep.
This is about creating content that parents can't easily find anywhere else. It's how you establish yourself as a true authority.
And it starts by moving away from the really obvious topics.
Exactly. We have to identify the knowledge gaps. So instead of another broad article on healthy eating, Pitcott pushes writers to move up what they call the specificity ladder.
The specificity ladder. I like that. What does that mean?
It means going from that general topic to a very niche application. So from healthy eating to something like the impact of fermented foods on a child's gut microbiome and mood.
Wow. Okay. That immediately sounds more credible.
It does. And to back that up, you need high-level sources, not just other blogs. We're talking peer-reviewed journals, industry reports, expert interviews.
You're challenging the common surface-level advice.
You have to. And this is where you can use those fascinating little nuggets to grab attention. Pitcott shared that amazing fact from its source material.
Oh, the honey one. Did you know that honey never spoils, remaining edible even after 3,000 years?
I love that. It's a great little fact, right? It stops the scroll. But the application is what makes it brilliant. You take that nugget and you pair it with practical advice.
So you could connect it to, say, stocking an emergency pantry or historical food preservation.
Precisely. You make the article fun to read, but also genuinely useful. And that combination of novelty and utility is incredibly powerful.
What a fantastic deep dive. We've broken down Pitcott's 5 core strategies into really actionable steps. So to quickly recap for everyone listening, 1, tap into your personal insights.
2, give your topics a seasonal twist.
3, harness the power of personal stories for connection.
4, explore online communities to spot trends.
And 5, uncover those hidden authoritative insights through deep research.
And you know, the common thread through all 5 of these, which Pitcott always comes back to, is that great content is built on observation, curiosity, and authenticity. If you stay curious, you'll never run out of ideas.
That's a perfect summary. If you want to explore the full body of work and all the methodologies that informed our discussion today, please visit www.pitcott.com. And if you love our show, please press the like button. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so other people can access it too. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to our channel and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.
Thank you for being there with us.